in the world.
Shut up for a second, please.
This is a culture clash, plain and simple.
Who the hell do you think you are talking to me like that?
I resent the fact that your implication that only you are a Canadian.
And away we go, the Culture Clash, every Tuesday at this time sees us sit down and vet some stories that really speak to our contemporary culture, for better or for worse. We analyze and see where that takes us. The Reverend Dr. Charles McVitie, president of the Canada Christian College, is back.
Good morning, Charles. John.
And Greta Vosper, minister at the West Hill United Church and founder of the Center for Progressive Christianity. How's Greta this morning?
I'm great. How are you, John?
Likewise, fine.
And
good morning, Greta.
Hey, listen, I've got to ask you a story that's got me kind of intrigued. This is a new law out in B.C., the legislation just passed, where I guess it's the Family Law Act, passed last year, but it's now been tested, and a Vancouver baby has three parents named on her birth certificate. The child became the daughter of a lesbian couple and their male friend after finalizing the registration process last week. So it's kind of unprecedented. Haven't heard of too many other stories. This might be the first. And the two women, in this case, wanted a father figure rather than an anonymous donor. And so their friend stepped up to the plate, and they wanted the child to know where it came from biologically and liked the idea of having an extended family. Charles McVitie, three parents. You can name up to four if you'd like on a birth certificate.
Well, why not five or six? Why not seven or eight? Is this polygamy? Is this, does this just completely deny the reality of biology where you have a male and a female? That's what happens when you redefine marriage and family to be anything and everything or all of the above. And frankly, that's where we're headed, where marriage and family really doesn't mean anything, because it could be one man and four women, or it could be one man and 28 women, or whatever you wish. This is where our society is headed.
Are we harmed by this?
Absolutely, because it's a denial of the reality of biology and science, and therefore it's harming the child.
How does it? I don't get that, Charles. I have no idea. My head cannot find
a
way that this is a negative thing and how it denies biology.
It takes
actually
a man
including
and a woman.
The donor rather than ignoring the donor. Because under law, they could have just the two women on there. The reason that there's three is that they're choosing to put the man, the male donor, on as well. So
this is
not
the problem.
Biology.
I mean,
that's underscoring biology.
Biology is you have to have a male and you have to have a female.
Yes, but on a birth
and they
certificate,
come together,
you have not had to have a male and a female. You have to have two parents, or you have one parent. And so,
Can have four. So you could arguably have the two women and the male donor, and maybe he's got a male partner.
And
I
their
don't
friend,
well,
and,
perhaps,
and
or
maybe,
a,
maybe
a
puppy on there as well.
Yeah.
Oh, hang
Let's
on.
Just deny
well,
all
Charles.
Sense
all right.
of biology.
You've made your case. You made your case.
Biology.
So you're telling me then this somehow is okay and a positive
development? Well, I think what I'm looking at is 25 years down the road, a child has access to their birth registration, and they see that there were two people who wanted to bring them into the world, and there was a third who decided to actually support that, making that happen. So I don't think that there's anything negative about a child knowing that they were loved into this world, and to have the genetic heritage of knowing who the donor was. I can't imagine how that's a negative thing.
Well, birth certificate is about the birth. And the birth here is whoever the father was and whoever the mother was. And therefore, you have a birth certificate. But now we deny biology and
that's
we create
not
a
now,
birth certificate.
Charles. I mean, women have been able to register themselves as sole parents since registrations have begun.
Should a polygamous family be able to put all the wives on the birth certificate? I mean, that's how nonsensical this whole argument is. And by the way, this was a Roy McMurtry case in Ontario where the Court of Appeals a number of years ago decided in the same manner that a person could have more than two biological parents, therefore the birth certificate could read something more than just a mother and a father. And this is the nonsense that, unfortunately, when you deny the reality of science, you hurt the child. And this is should be all
I still,
about the
Charles,
child.
I still don't know how this is denying the reality of science.
Because it takes a man and a woman for a child.
But they're both listed there.
Well, but then you're listing a third.
But that's
and a
fourth. That's a parent.
It's
a parent that's a parent.
But does it say who the parent is? Does it say, well, this was a woman, but this was the actual mother. This was a mother. This was a woman that mother then lives with.
Well, they got the biological father there. They got the biological father slash donor. They have the biological mother, the biological mother's partner.
And then they have the second mother.
Yeah, but do they note who the biological mother is? I don't
think
so.
Well, that I don't know, but
all right,
because, we hope that they did.
Whereas up until this point, with this law redefining parenthood, I guess you only assumed there were going to be two parents. Now there are as many as, well, obviously three in this case, but you can go as far as four. Don't ask me what the fourth option is.
And
it might just be the donor's partner. The male donor's partner is also named as a parent, and so it's kind of the extended family on the birth certificate.
Well, and it could be a child adopted by a same gender couple that did not actually have the child. So you could have a male and a female who are a donor and a surrogate, and then the two parents,
You don't put adoptive parents on a birth certificate.
But wouldn't that be helpful for the child?
No, it would
ultimately?
Not. You know what? This is about birth, and this is a problem in our society. And then you get into the whole Oedipus complex, where you don't know who your parents are. And then let's record the biological parents. That's what is on a birth certificate. But now the social engineers want to change it into something that is some new construct of two women and one man, or four women, or whatever you want. But it's a denial of reality, and it ends up biting the child instead.
All right, let's see what the folks have to say. We'll start taking some calls in this one. Are we happy about this progressive legislation in BC? Earlier this week, a Vancouver baby had three parents named on the birth certificate. The options call for as many as four, whereas there used to only be two, and Charles is lamenting that we've gone too progressive for our own good. He sees too much downside in this development. Greta, not so much. He thinks it's okay, and it's just extended family, knowing that the child is loved on more fronts than just maybe two. Dave in Brantford, what do you say?
I don't often agree with Charles, but I have to say, I keep hearing Greta use the word donor in place of, you know, that's what the male's role is, it's a donor. And I hate to think of a young kid growing up and saying, yeah, my donor was this. It just doesn't sound very paternal or maternal, or, you know, it just doesn't sound right, you know. It sounds so cold. It's just a donor. There's no connection there, you know.
Yeah, I hear you, and I can understand that word does sound like that. And not knowing the actual realities of that family, I'm assuming that that person is the donor. And when children are conceived through artificial insemination or in vitro or something like that, and it is a donor, I don't know whether that person actually is regularly recognized on the birth certificate. And if they are,
so you wouldn't go so far as to call him a father.
He may call himself a father. I don't know whether he's a father or not. He could very well be. And perhaps if he isn't required to be noted on the birth certificate and he's asked to be there or consented to be there, then maybe that's the first step toward being a father and more than just being a donor.
All right, Melissa.
One that I would
let's get Melissa in here.
Social engineer.
All right. Is it social engineering or do you applaud this progressive notion of familyhood? Melissa, what do you say?
Well, I think change happens regardless. We have to change with the times. I did want to stress, though, that I am adopted, and on my birth certificate, it's my adoptive parents that are listed.
All right, so that, Charles...
Well, that's an important distinction.
And how would you have felt if it had been both your birth parents and your adoptive parents? Would that have been a good thing for you, or would that have been a bad thing?
I think it would have been a good thing. It took me 14 years to find my birth father.
Mm. Thank you.
All right. I appreciate your call. How about Tim? What's your take in Scarborough this morning?
Well, it's, you know, much about social structures of gay rights. It's unfortunately, I don't like the Reverend's attitude. I'm more of a liberal conservative, but I think he's got it right, but not to the extent that he's taking it. But we can all see the fact that it's the logic travels down to this ridiculous route. And the consideration for the child's upbringing. Sure, there'll be loving gay, gay parents. I have no doubt about that. But the psyche of the child is really going to be damaged.
All right, so you support Charles in his contention. Thank you for weighing in.
I'm not really sure about that. I see that you could devolve it to a state of, ridiculousness. But I don't think that a child who's growing up in a loving, supportive environment spends a lot of time considering their birth certificate. I mean, I don't remember even seeing my birth certificate until I was probably getting close to 16 and wanting to drive a car. So I don't know that it would actually have a negative impact on their psyche.
All right, let's just hold our fire here and come back with more of the same on that. And there are some other things that are confounding the people when it comes to our culture and where we're headed. Some has to do with being a conscientious objector, if you will. And we'll give you two case studies here, put it to the panel, and also invite some calls. It's also the one-year anniversary of Kathleen Wynne being designated the premier. Does she have the moral authority to call herself that without having gone to a broader public mandate? We'll also put that before the people because I know she's doing her Ask Me Anything session in about an hour and a half. With McVitie and Vosper and more of your thoughts in a moment.